Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This month, we're continuing in a devotional journal, Almost Heaven, the Devotions for the Journey Home. I wrote this 3 or 4 years ago, I imagine, with the idea that as Christians, we're consistently thinking about and wanting to go to heaven. Not that I've met a lot of people that are really signed up and eager to go immediately, but our goal is to spend eternity with God in this place of eternal dwelling. And as I look through Scripture to get an idea of what God says about heaven or about the kingdom of God, I discovered that much of what He tells us in Scripture is really designed to help us live like kingdom citizens now. And I believe that helps us to be better prepared for when we finally arrive. So today's topic is looking at the idea of heaven, of being a home of feasting. It seems like any gathering that we participate in tends to revolve around food, if at all possible. I remember a number of years ago now, 20 years ago, something like that, I was on a trip to visit a friend and to do some teaching in Russia. And a friend was a missionary living there and working with the people. And as it happened, that this trip ended up being over my birthday. And it wasn't something that I made a big deal of. To me, days are just days. But somehow, one of the families that my friend was ministering to, was a part of the church that he had planted, found out that it was my birthday and they wanted to do something special. And so they invited my friend and his family and myself over for dinner. And as it turned out, as they prepared dinner and served dinner, the main course was liver. Not a favorite food of mine, not a food that I would choose to eat if I was given a choice, but a food that I ate because it was placed before me. I knew that it had been a sacrifice for this family to provide this feast, to have meat of any kind for themselves, let alone for guests. And yet, they wanted to celebrate. And they did so with the best version of feasting that they could put together, they could come up with. And I believe we do that in our culture. It may not always be what we would like. It may not always be our first choice. But when we celebrate weddings, when we celebrate gatherings of family, when we celebrate holidays, we want it to be a joyous occasion. We want people to be filled and satisfied. And so we do what we can to prepare a feast. I don't know about your life, but there have been times when, well, resources have been rather tough to come by. The idea of feasting was not all that attainable, did not seem all that attainable. And yet, knowing that the home that God is preparing for me is a home of feasting, I believe ought to help us endure the hardships of this life. I've said it before, and I'll say it numerous times throughout this series on almost heaven. But when we look at the home that we're headed to, the incredible nature of all that God is preparing really becomes a bonus to simply being with God. And in light of what's to come, it ought to help us to recognize our present sufferings, our present burdens, our present difficulties, as Paul put it, as being light and momentary. Sometimes the weight of our burdens comes because we see no end to it. We begin to believe that it's a permanent condition, that the struggles we currently face will never end. And yet God says there will be a time to celebrate, that there will be a time of great feasting, that even though we may struggle in this life, a home is being prepared for us that is a home of plenty. And God's desire is that you and I would know contentment as we travel this earth. That we would learn to live with an anticipation that fills us with a satisfaction with God in our presence. You see, I believe there's no greater feast than to be able to feast in the presence of God. And on this earth, in this life, in this world, we have the privilege of being able to feast upon His Word. And yet, many times, we fail to take advantage of that. I don't remember the latest statistic, but statistically, there are multiple Bibles for every person living in the United States. It doesn't mean that every person has one, but those of us that have them have so many that if we would give some of them away, everyone could have one. Now, granted, that doesn't mean everyone wants one. But we have the opportunity to feast on His Word, and how many of those Bibles sit on a shelf somewhere unopened? We have the opportunity to gather and to worship and to listen to God's Word taught and preached and explained. And yet, how many times do we find in our mind better things to do? And even in this era where gathering in person can be a controversial thing, we still have the opportunity to do that. And we still have the opportunity to gather and to feast upon God's Word through online sources. Later this morning, I'll be sharing a message on the gift of life. And it'll be shared in person at Deer Run as well as online. And it'll be an opportunity to feast upon the Word of God, to worship with others. And it really is the same focus as the prayer guide that I sent out early this morning. As we'll be spending this week praying about life. Jesus says that He has come that we would have life and life to the full. And as we live that life, we recognize that we've been given the gift of a life, the gift of Jesus. We've been given the gift of life, the gift to live among people, to share, to encourage, to be encouraged. But we've also been given the gift to give life, to share the good news of Jesus, that others would have life eternal through Him. You see, a home of feasting is a great thing. A home that feasts upon the Word of God is an even greater thing. When we fill our life with the truth of God's Word, when it becomes the very thing which sustains us, which makes us grow, which fuels us with the energy needed to live, we've learned what real feasting is all about. As Jesus talked with the woman at the well, the outskirts of this Samaritan city, she becomes convinced that he really must be the Messiah. And she runs back into town to tell all of the village, people in the village, to come and see. And while she's gone, the disciples return, and they had gone out to get food. And Jesus says, I have food that you don't know about. And I can picture them in their mind and talking to one another and thinking, wait, did somebody bring him food while we were gone? Why did we go and do that if he had food already? And Jesus says this, his food is to do the will of his Father, of the one who sent him. Today, as you live in a home of feasting, you may be able to feast upon physical food. The physical food may be scarce in your home. And you may sit around a table and think that you've been left out, that you can't have a home of feasting. And God says, come to me. I will fill you. I will satisfy you. I will give you myself to feast upon. And as we feast upon Jesus, we discover that we're learning to be prepared for a home with great feasting in heaven. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are indeed a God that loves us. You have given us all that is needed, and that is Jesus. There's so many other things that we think we need, that we desperately want, that we greatly desire. And Father, sometimes those things from our mind overshadow the greatest need that we have. And we forget to look to you as we ought to. Father, as we consider a home with feasting, may we recognize all that you've provided. And even as we feast upon the plenty of this land, the plenty that we have in our homes, may we live with eyes open to those that aren't feasting, to those that are going without. May you encourage and prompt us and challenge us and motivate us, move us to be filled with compassion for those who not only need to feast upon your word, to feast upon you, but those that need the basic sustenance of life, let alone a feast. Father, as we share Jesus, may we do so in a way that fully represents the home of feasting that you're preparing. May you forgive us for the complaints that we have, that we carry around with us, that portray what you've provided in a bad way. May we learn to be a more grateful people, a people filled with greater joy and contentment than we've ever had before. And regardless of the measure of our feasting here on earth, may our longing for that eternal feast satisfy us. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that they would know you as a God of plenty. That we would help them to see the incredible outpouring of the good things of life that you have provided. Father, may our contentment with you help our children to see that there are greater things in life than toys and electronics and stuff. That we can feast on the abundance of your word, whether we have food that is plentiful or not. And Father, as we feast on the abundance that you provide, may we always be mindful of those around us. And may we teach our children to have eyes that see those who are lacking in the basic things that they have. And Father, may we live in a way that others can feast upon the forgiveness that you offer, that others can feast upon the compassion, the kind-heartedness that you have put within us. Father, as we consider this home of feasting, may we desire greatly to be better prepared for that eternal home as we spend deliberate time feasting upon your word, as we spend deliberate time worshiping and honoring you individually and together with others. Father, in this era of COVID where fear permeates the atmosphere, may we continue to find ways to encourage one another, to lift up one another, to feast upon your word together, to share in the goodness of all that you've provided. Father, as we prepare today on this Sunday to worship together, to bring praise and glory to Jesus, to remember his death, burial, and resurrection, may we look toward that home that you're preparing for us, that home for which he has promised and he has gone to make ready. And may we know that we can endure whatever this life brings, because we have a home that is filled with plenty, a home where feasting takes place. And so, Father, may we be diligent at the work that you set before us. May we be busy being who you created us to be. And Father, as we live life, may we share the abundance. And even when we begin to compare what we have to those that have so much more, may we stop and be thankful. And share from the feast that you've provided. Father, as we share in that home of feasting, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.